Hey, everybody. Today, we got a lot of scoop and information on 2 Chainz, Trap House, and also Jay-Z upsets the Jews. All that and more on Black Hollywood Lives this week.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live this week.
Not really. We all both did.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Black Hollywood Live this week. We got our girl Patti LaBelle in the background with new attitudes. Because today we determined that all of us on this panel right here got to have a new attitude. It's a new attitude day. A new attitude. Joining me with a new attitude is Courtney Stewart.
Hey, y'all.
And a newer attitude, DJ Jesse J.
What's up?
And I am your host, Dario Christian, and like I said, we got new attitudes today, and Patty's helping us get there with her bandana in the background. If you're
we
watching that,
get there.
That
it's
80s
like
video.
500 degrees outside.
500. Straight up.
My shoes melted on the sidewalk.
How was everybody's fourth, though?
It was good. Jesse, no.
Happen?
We have to tell y'all what happened.
Okay, I'm like...
Y'all, I might not have been here today.
Because we?
Here I am thinking, I'm like, Jesse's like, hey girl, you want to hike? I was like, you know what? I didn't wake up and go hiking like I was supposed to at 6. It's about 8:30. Let's go on a hike.
And she brought me here.
And then I go, he's like, where we gonna go? We kind of bored with these same hiking trails we always go. Let's go to somewhere different. I was like, well, I ain't been to Temescal in a minute. Let's go to Temescal. I like that. That was a nice hike. They got a little waterfall. It's a cute little hike. And we're like, all right, we gonna go. So we roll up to the Pacific Palisades and we're gonna go on a little hike. Think we gonna see some waterfalls, a few froggies and whatnot. Jesse's dog.
We
That's
went to
what
the,
it is.
Wait, no,
it's
we
Rex's
went,
fault.
Why?
It's because Rex went up that side hill and we just followed because there was a path there. And it was this path that was about this big.
It was like the land of Narnia. Like once you went up this path, you go to the top of the hill and when you come down, you're in a
whole new
world.
I did most of the hike like this because I was trying not to like let the hiking trees touch my body because I'm a hiker that likes like a path that is well worn through.
I grew up with Native Americans, so I'll be in
he
the
was
woods.
All excited in the forest, climbing trees across ravines and whatnot.
And it was hot too.
Well, we went early enough that it wasn't super hot.
And we were lost
still,
in the woods, so we were
and it was in the woods. Like, it was in the
you
woods.
You should have documented
I didn't,
this.
Honestly.
I did a few Instagram
but we had to keep our phones
posts.
Fully because we thought we might have to Uber back.
We did not know where we were going.
Like, we ended up in, like, Santa Monica, like, almost like Santa Monica.
We were, like, way back past tracks. Where the hell we were. Yeah. And then we had to walk all the way back. Jesse was carrying a dog. Her name is Diamond. She was like, fuck all of y'all for making me try to walk this. And she fell out on the floor. He was dragging her down. And he was like, all right, that bitch, I gotta pick
I had
up.
To carry this dog.
He had to carry the dog.
It was like a movie. Then we end up in this town, and it's 4th of July, so everyone has their chairs out. They're selling hot dogs and wrapped in bacon. I'm looking like I just went through like
he
a tough mudder.
He got dirt all over him.
I'm
like,
carrying this
carrying
dog.
Carrying the dog like a fireman. Like on
well, at least
shoulder.
You got to civilization, though. I thought you were going to tell me
well,
some
we,
stuff.
It,
where...
Mind you, we was in non-civilization for at least, what, an hour? And then finally we ran into an Asian lady that he asked. He was like, are we close? Like, where are we going?
She
where
was like, no, you're not.
She's like, you're not close, but you're almost to like Sunset Boulevard. So if you keep going this way, you'll. So then we still had to walk like another 4 miles up Sunset to like pull out.
Glad I didn't
back.
Go with y'all that day.
And then what do we do?
And then we went home and showered, and then we went out and had beverages.
And yeah.
And a whole lot of food. Hot dogs and tacos and all kinds of inappropriate shit.
Like, we spent money we shouldn't. You don't spend that much at this
it's
place.
Like Taco Tuesday where everything's supposed to be a dollar somehow. We
and your bill
like
was like, I was going to say, your bill was like the $80 bill when all the tacos was like a dollar. Yeah.
Like, I've been there. I went home with a sore stomach.
I've been in pain since the 4th of July. I just recouped. Like, the fact
my
that
body
I,
was
I'm like... wearing a skirt because I can't breathe still. Like, because it wasn't right. Like, it didn't settle perfectly. So, I
we definitely should have recorded that because it was a moment.
That sounds like
you should have been there.
I too. Definitely should have been there.
You
should have been
there. But you was being pretty playing volleyball and shit.
I was. I was playing volleyball. Mm-hmm. I was trying to get my, you know,
Daryl's got
shape
his
on.
Six-pack work
no,
going on.
Right, work.
Wait, are you still at
work.
Four?
You got a Capri
like, I think I went back to like 3.5.
So he's got 3.5 right now.
Because last week
you
was a bad...
You played volleyball with 3.5?
Yeah, I mean, last week was a bad eating week.
But when you have 3.5, when you have half, you put a tank top on.
Right.
And it's like, it kind of makes
so
it
So you
different.
Wore a tank top to play volleyball? You weren't topless?
Starting off, and then I went topless, yeah.
Oh, he got busy, y'all. He
yeah. See, my mother gave me too much thickness in my chest, so if it ain't tight, then it look like boobage.
Mine, know. Too. I be trying
well,
to
girl,
go
you got
I was trying to go topless right boobs. Now because it's hot as f*** and having to wear a bra sucks.
Just kidding.
But, you know.
Right. Well, speaking of 4th of July, though, first, oh, wait, random. Shout out to Ava DuVernay and Harpo Studios, because remember we were talking about the Central Park Five? Oh,
yes! Yeah. Yep. It was announced today! Yeah. They're doing a movie.
It's a limited series on Netflix. Yeah.
I'm so excited, random, but that was cool. All right, but 4th of July, so obviously everyone was out and about. I don't know, I wasn't really in, like, the 4th of July-ness this year for some reason.
But we did want to snatch some chips off of somebody's patio.
Oh, we were that's a whole nother ghetto thing. I can't, like, you would have been walking. You would have been walking. No, and that's what did you say? French onion dip. Like there were like
we literally like. Can
we were in
your
people's
family?
Yards, like
yeah, literally just dipping
Dennis
up chips.
The Menace with Christopher Lloyd when he had the long hair. Like we were that in the nice little white. Community.
And we were in like the Palisades, like in somebody's random.
Dirty as fuck. Like, can we get a chip?
And taking chips and
you
dip.
Got a hot dog? No, right.
So hungry.
All right, but Damon Wayans Jr. Decided to, on the holiday, which he was with, actually, a friend of ours, Aaliyah, and family, and I guess he decided to take a moment and tweet out, "Happy white people proud of their racist ancestors day." Where it's just a normal tweet, and most people aren't paying attention to Damon Wayans Jr.'s Twitter account, ever. They
you
felt,
had to throw in the ever.
But I'm just saying, like, when have we ever talked about anything he's ever said? He's a comedian, people. Yeah. So what he did was say a joke that actually
kind of true.
Well, Twitter did not appreciate it because Twitter came out and they were saying things like, "Wow, all the men and women who died for our independence, laughter doesn't come to mind. It's not illegal, but it's offensive. Why don't you join the military and see what me and my brother have done for your life?" Damon Wayans Jr. came out to say, "Look, jokes aren't illegal. Some people took it too personally. So what? He's not really bothered by it." But some people are going back and forth. Here's the thing, people.
I can see how people are offended by it.
I can see how people are offended by it.
True, but I can see how people are offended by it.
It's really hard because for me, it's like, all right, so obviously on July 2nd in 1776, Congress voted in favor of independence. On July 4th, 13 colonies adopted a declaration.
The white man.
Just white people. That's it. So, you know, some other dates that I thought, you know what I mean? Okay, if we want to keep this holiday a holiday, why don't we celebrate make other things national holidays, like June 19th, 1865,
Juneteenth,
which actually has a name, but we don't actually celebrate it.
And it's not a national holiday, and there are some people that have lobbied to make it a national holiday for quite some time,
you know, when all of the United States could be equal.
Well, sort of. They said that we were equal, at least when they said it, when the people that were slaves found out that, because technically they said it on January 1st, 1863, we just didn't know, because you know, we were slaves and they didn't have the internet.
So thankfully, you took 6 months to then go tell everybody.
You mean 2 years. Oh. It was 1865. It was 2 years later. Two and a half years later.
And not to make it just a race thing.
No, it's not.
Let's not just make it a race thing. There is another holiday that I think that maybe federally we should acknowledge. August 18th, 1920, when women were allowed to finally be civilians.
Oh my God, we're people! We can vote and stuff? You can vote. Say what?
Well, wait, they celebrate National Women's Day, but National Women's Day is when?
But it's like not a thing.
When is that?
That's like, oh, you're a woman, let's celebrate.
It's not a national holiday.
Let's celebrate actual facts. I'm not sure. Like, that's an actual fact. That's a day.
I think we need Independence Summer, and it should start with Juneteenth, and we celebrate the 4th of July, because it still is the birth of this nation. Mm-hmm. Celebrate freedom of black people from chattel slavery, and then
women.
We move it on into August with the celebration of women being recognized as human beings and equals on some level, and we could just have like a whole summer thing. Independence summer. That's what I would like the holiday to be, and everybody should not have to work, because we should have like a siesta for like 2 months.
Yeah. Agreed. The whole Monday Tuesday thing was weird too.
And it was so weird. It made me not into it.
4th of July on the Tuesday, and then you know you got Wednesday.
You
got
to work on Wednesday, and Wednesday was hell, y'all. My Wednesday was hell.
It was hell. This week, I mean, the last two
Thursday
weeks.
Has been hell. Like, it's been rough.
It's been rough.
Even though and I just thank God it's only a 3-day week. So I'm trying to look at the
maybe
positive.
We could start over with something fresh and new next week.
And that's the thing with like people who are in the military that say, you know, we join it. You know what we fight for. We understand what you fight for now, but that's not the conversation we're having, because in 1776, and not only that, but this wasn't even a national holiday until 1941. So he wasn't worried about it from 76 to 41. You know what I'm saying?
In their defense, men in the military, men and women in the military.
Kudos.
No, yeah. But that's
and,
not...
And that's really, that's I more know my why, point.
Like, it, yeah. Random people, when military people speak up, even though it's annoying to me, like, I get it, because that experience in the military, especially if you've been in combat, is something that we have zero concept of in this country, point blank, period. There are other countries that have a little bit more personal experience because they don't live in the safe environment that we live in terms of our day-to-day lives have been very unaffected by war, negative, like all of that energy pretty much since Pearl Harbor.
Right.
Because it was not on our shores. So I understand where that comes from, and somebody that commits themselves to the military and like goes and does the things that we know, and they do a whole lot of stuff, y'all, we don't know nothing about.
100%.
But obviously there is another lane and what black patriotism actually means, and to say that you're not a patriot because you're a black person that calls out what July 4th is isn't entirely fair.
And it, but it's frustrating. It's frustrating because even for you to say as a
person,
that's the point of it. That's what we are trying to step away from. That's why we're bothered by it. That's why.
Well, so, I'm not. I'm actually. But I don't want to separate it. But if it was my relative, something.
I would.
What means something? The 4th of July?
No, when you said the idea that you have to separate, that you're a black patriot or whatever, I'm not one of those people that I don't dishonor what has happened and what exists in our history. And to be a black patriot definitely means something else than what it is to be a normal American patriot, because your experience and walk in this country as a patriot has been very different than what it has meant to be a white person.
But when somebody comes out and makes a statement like this, for someone in the military to not sit there and think, what are they going through that would make them feel that they're not a part of this country? Like, it's just... Where we're at today and what you're defending today isn't what you were defending in 1776. And to me... In their minds, it is.
No,
yeah,
it's
how? Because it's still part of the military.
America was not a complete union. We were not... The people living in this country were not of equal rights. I'm sorry.
But nobody's debating that.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
The idea is a demented point. It's not a demented idea. It's not... something that is actually existing in practice. The idea of America was honest and real, but the practice of what we were actually doing was something separate. So I feel like military people tend to live in the space of what the idea is, and that we live in a country of democracy and freedom, and we can say this and that, and that's what we're always fighting for. But they're not thinking about, in practice, what has actually been occurring. Because in the end, technically... This is the longest standing democracy in the free world. I'm pretty sure. I don't remember for certain, but I think it's the longest standing democracy in the free world. So in practice, we didn't do it right, but in theory, what America
is supposed to,
the concept of America, and that's what they're fighting for.
That's so delusional to me. I get that. No one's debating that. My aunt,
because it's almost taken away from
my aunt Maria. She has been in the military. Well, she is the longest running female secretary in the history of the United States.
Oh, honey.
Okay,
get it.
So I'm just saying that Maria Banduveres. Google her. But I'm just saying. So I understand that. I understand the importance of it. But I'm just saying, there comes a responsibility, and this is just speaking to the right side, speaking to that.
Speak to your people.
I'm just saying, because
they ain't hearing us.
Well, they ain't my people. I mean, I already said who I voted for. But I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's speaking to those people. We understand what the Declaration of Independence, like, we understand what we fight for in this country. No one's debating that. I do think that, obviously, we have separated ourselves because we're more worried about Rob and Black China versus, you know, what's actually happening overseas.
I'm not worried about Black China. I'm worried about Rob.
I am worried about Rob. I'm team Rob.
I was more worried about T.I.'s response to
Fuck
Rob.
T.I. and his...
Why? He had a good time, honey. He paid some checks.
No, I thought it was funny.
She made some cash. Like,
T.I., sit your ass down. I'm not worried about T.I. You have children. You sitting over here talking about he look like a duck. You look like a duck,
because
you're a 40-something-year-old man with guns paying prostitutes to sleep with your wife, who's no longer with you. Thank you. Anyways.
But she accepted it.
She did. And she sang him a song at the Essence Festival. Disgusting.
Wow,
I can't.
That's another conversation.
That's a whole different conversation. You guys can check that out on Sunday at Reality Check.
We're talking about honest... We were talking about, like, patriots.
But that's what I'm saying. To the right side, it's just like, I understand the morals of America. I 100%. But it bothers me because, like you said, in practice, we're not practicing these things.
But I mean, it's one of those things also. Like, we're in constant state of contradiction. Like, we are a puritanical society. At the same time, we are the most over-sexualized society in the world. Like, it's just,
it's a lot of contradictions.
We're a breeding ground of contradiction. Girl, and that's not what I'm saying.
I had a conversation with a Republican the other day, and they really tried to tell me, like, the way that people destroy Donald Trump. This never happened to Obama.
Fucking nobody destroyed Donald Trump. Donald Trump destroyed himself. He, like, nobody has to do anything.
And currently still doing it.
Nobody has to do anything. Like, it's to the point where I don't even pay any
attention.
I don't even pay attention to it anymore.
I didn't even put the Trump story down. It wasn't directly about Trump.
Because I'm just like, I can't even engage anymore. No. Because I just can't care anymore about how ridiculous
I don't know what more I could say that I haven't said already.
You're out of your fucking mind.
Yeah. Speaking of somebody who's actually doing something in the world, pushing aside Donald Trump, 2 Chainz had the release of his new album, Pretty Girls Like Trap Music. So he's been thinking of really creative ways with every album to promote it and whatnot. So he,
I like trap music. Does that make me pretty?
Yeah, girl.
Yeah, especially with that.
To certain colored people.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Damn. Okay, Justin.
But anyways,
he took it.
He said to certain.
Sorry, I told you we start with a new attitude, girl. You
new
know
attitude
what I'm
today.
Like,
new attitude.
I don't have. Right. I don't. I'm stuck
only
here.
Pretty just to that. Some people. Damn, I tried.
Well, all right, but shout out to 2 Chainz for real, because so he bought this house. You guys have been seeing everyone on Instagram.
My cousin
take pictures
has
with this.
Been to the house. Like, I should have had a conversation with him before we did this. I just didn't have time. Yeah, go.
And
it's in the A.
White people in the neighborhood are very upset with this house
because it's all painted
pink, and it's got a whole lot of black people and just people coming to the house to take pictures in front of it, and it says trap in front of it, and people are just really upset because it's in the neighborhood. Well, 2 Chainz decided on the 4th of July, because he owns this house. Well, he doesn't own it. He's renting it, so he is established.
It's like performance art.
Yeah. So he rented this house out, and basically, since he's already put his album out, it became a pop-up clinic on the 4th of July, in which it was a free clinic where people could get tested for
HIV.
HIV,
right?
And Atlanta.
In Atlanta.
Is
which,
the highest, fastest-growing population of HIV-infected individuals in the country.
1.1 million people living with HIV in the U.S., and only 1 out of 7 don't know that they have it. And not only that, but then, so I think they said estimated about 300 to 400 people showed up.
1 out of 7 don't know that they have it.
Wow. So that's like 170,000 people in the United States are just running around here with...
And they don't even care.
And don't even know. So again, they're hoping that this is something that will kind of keep it open. He was renting the house so he can keep it up as long as he wants. He actually went down there for the 4th of July and helped people out. So they got like 300 or 400 people out of that. I think 55 actually got tested. So that's just kind of, again, showing you the numbers, because we don't put it out in the world. We're scared of it.
We think HIV is like conquered, and it's not. Especially in the black community.
I don't think people think it's conquered. I think it's like a scare thing.
No, a lot of people think it's conquered because
people eat off of people's things.
You don't hear it like you did.
But because the gay community did a really good job of tackling it.
Yeah.
But the black community made it about being gay. Mm, and now it's like, that's why, because black women, I think, are the first or the fastest growing segment of getting it. Black straight women who think they are sleeping with straight men.
Right.
So it's
that's why I'm moved to Minnesota.
Shout out
y'all.
To
you said Minnesota. Not Minnesota though.
That's why I don't think the DL men are.
Ain't none of them up there. I'm okay.
Not Minnesota.
No,
though.
But that's a real shout out to 2 Chainz, because that's a serious,
and
especially
for
in Atlanta,
a black hip hop rapper.
It's Atlanta. It's hip hop, and for those of y'all that don't know, Atlanta has become like a mecca for gay men, especially black gay men.
Yeah.
And there is a whole apparent society of down low brothers that are sort of playing in both lanes, which is fine, except they're not being honest, and that's why the women are sort of contracting
the disease
more often. So it's scary.
But shout out to 2 Chainz for, just as a black man in hip hop, doing something like this.
My question is, I was trying to look up the house. What neighborhood is the house in? That's what I couldn't find.
Like, I
because when I
just,
saw the people get so
it's
upset.
Decatur.
It's it looks like Decatur.
I mean, it does, but
no,
then I
want to say it is, though.
It might be Decatur. I'm so mad that I didn't pull up.
I was
my...
trying to find it, but here's the thing, because I was trying to figure out why others were so upset. If it's in the hood, you know what I mean? That's a different subject.
Well, I mean,
but,
hood is relative in Atlanta, you know?
I mean, that's true.
Like,
you're right.
You know,
right.
So, and I'm so sad I didn't contact
I mean,
my
no
cousin.
Shade, but like, I mean,
regardless, like,
you know what I mean?
I mean,
like,
if you, okay,
it's not
if
a
right.
If a penthouse would trap, I would
came
get
up
upset.
In your,
I would
be upset. I mean, come on now.
I mean, it's a property value situation.
Unless I'm in
like,
a very,
it's like a whole bunch of
people. Deco downtown.
Even if you're not trapped. Is about drugs.
Like, yeah, and not, right. Yeah, but like, I don't even care about that. The traffic that this is causing in my neighborhood, like, I can't park on my street.
Well,
like,
I mean, that's
like
all
that.
A different
I know Atlanta and LA
it's
is
not
different,
the same.
But the same.
I don't know. Atlanta,
not really.
Not Atlanta.
Atlanta's traffic is severe.
Yeah.
No, but they're parking.
But parking and that kind of thing, like, I can't speak because
like,
I don't
LA,
know,
you have to
know exactly
seven
where
signs
it is.
To know if you can park.
It's definitely not that situation.
And if you do that, you still might get towed. Me and Courtney did.
That's why we was real conscious on the 4th. Like, oh, is it free? No, we just gonna pay anyway.
We'll be gone
we
by
8.
We will
curve.
Be gone by 8.
But I don't know. Either way, 2 Chainz, I appreciate what you're doing. And he was on The View.
Oh.
And I was
keep
like,
talking because I have a whole new story.
I was just about
this.
To like find my cousin on Instagram, but I don't have good reception in the studio, so I can't pull him up. Anyway, he was on The View, and he just... I don't know anything about 2 Chainz. I can't even name a 2 Chainz song.
No, 2 Chainz is actually, if you really
look. I know he's been around for a while. And
he's
like,
very smart, educated.
But yeah.
he was Titty Boy before 2 Chainz.
I was so impressed on The View and so happy in him being authentic, but also having so much intelligence shit to say. Like, I appreciate 2 Chainz very much.
Is he your type of man, Courtney? Little
2 Chainz has 2 children, and I'm pretty sure he's got a woman, so he's not my type of man.
Okay.
I'm into
Berkeley
single
Park.
Men, but
it's in
you're
Berkeley.
Into what man?
It's in Berkeley
single.
Park.
Oh, single.
Berkeley Park.
Uh huh.
In
the city's Berkeley Park neighborhood.
Maybe I'm not hood enough. I don't know where that is.
All right, but the lease
like,
is up. You
tell
guys.
Me, East
that's
West
why he
side.
Did this. So he did this because the lease is up, and 2 Chainz has agreed that they will, him and his team will paint the house back to white. The pink craftsman style bungalow in the city's Berkeley neighborhood is attracting crowds who come to pose in front of it.
I need some street names.
Yada yada.
What street?
That's what I said. I couldn't find it anywhere.
And the car has been towed away.
The pink car been towed away.
Yeah. Well, I had a cousin that literally dressed in all pink and took a picture in the front of the pink house, and he's awesome. His name's Perez. Y'all can check him out, Rack Chasers Entertainment. There, I gave you a shout-out, bruh.
Bam. All right. On to the next.
Which is also interesting because the house on the cover of 2 Chainz' album isn't that house.
I think that came after, didn't it? It was like an idea that sort of was bred from that. Nonetheless, go 2 Chainz. Keep doing what you're doing. And apparently having 4th of July lunch or something with Kanye and Kim.
Oh. I want to go.
While doing testing people for HIV. Because
the videos, Jay-Z came out and suddenly Kanye had new friends.
Ooh, he hanging with 2 Chainz. But you, like I said, tune in on Sunday to Reality Check. We doing a whole hour on Rob and Blac Chyna.
Wow.
Not a whole hour. Wow.
An hour.
I mean, there'll be other shit.
I mean, there's other shit. But like, I could talk about them for a minute.
Oh, and you know.
That was some,
actually, I could too.
That was some
do
wild.
You want to come in? And just we'll do brunch before and be mimosed up. With
I might.
Ashley.
Oh no!
We should definitely
we
do brunch
work.
After. No, we could do brunch after our thing, but that's a different subject.
We'll figure that out.
That's
so
you're gonna be here too.
That's our
yeah,
personal lives.
No,
I'm supposed
okay,
to go to
well,
a headshot.
Okay, but let's
tune in on
focus.
Sunday. I'm forcing them to come on Reality Check,
like,
and it's gonna
I'm,
be a
I'm
hot
like,
mess.
Gotta focus.
We'll see. We'll see.
We'll see.
But we're gonna
I
move on
it.
To education and Black people in Mississippi, guys. So
serious.
In case y'all, okay, this is actually it was kind of like a. I was like, oh, Lord, here we go. It was almost like stage mom annoying story until, like, you got some details
yeah,
about it, okay? So there is this story that has popped up because there has been a lawsuit filed by the family of a young lady by the name of Jasmine Shepherd who went to Cleveland High School in Mississippi. And basically what happened is that the day before Jasmine was about to graduate, she had been named the valedictorian for the school, which means, you know, the highest GPA in the land. We all kind of know what a valedictorian is and what they do and who they are in the school. So the day before graduation, she basically... was learned that another white student, Jasmine is black, this is again in Mississippi, Jasmine learned that she would have to share the title of valedictorian with this white student who basically everybody is saying didn't really have a GPA that Jasmine had.
It was lower.
And sort of, it seems like there's a few different articles about it, but basically some people are saying that the white student had a similar GPA, but it was in, like, basic classes, and then Jasmine had a lot of AP classes and had a higher GPA.
She was in more advanced classes.
She was in more advanced classes, and that's why her GPA should have been weighted and it was higher, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so Jasmine is like, oh, my God, I have to share. What do you mean? And then Sherry Shepherd, funny name, who is her mom, and not the Sherry Shepherd that we know from TV.
I was like, why this bitch poking?
Exactly, right? So she basically was like, oh, hell no. My daughter, this is Cleveland High School, Mississippi, y'all on some bullshit. I am suing you because this is what she thinks. In the school's 110-year history, there has never been a student that was made to share the valedictorian title. She said, quote, these children been attending the same school with each other since middle school. We know the schedule, we know what they take, and we have a good idea where the discrepancy lies.
All right.
What? So she's like, y'all on some other stuff, okay? You are on some other stuff, okay? And then she said, not only did her beautiful daughter Jasmine with this highest GPA in the land have to speak after this white student.
Preach on, sister.
Wait a minute. This happened?
Yes, this happened.
The white person spoke first.
The white person spoke first, y'all. And then she said, if she had not raised hell, which I made hell up. Like, she didn't say if I hadn't raised hell. I said hell myself. That's what I put into it. She said, had she not raised hell, her daughter would have had to walk. Jasmine would have had to walk behind the white valedictorian as the procession went on for graduation. But she said, no, 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 that's not going down. So Jasmine did not walk behind her. I wasn't told or found out whether she walked side by side or she walked in front. I'm not sure.
Wait, why did this white girl get accepted, though? Do we know that?
Look, we don't know any details about the white girl yet. But
did they have just clearly they had the closest GPAs.
They had very close GPAs, I'm sure. But the argument seems to be of whether or not Cleveland does weighted GPAs. Most schools do weighted GPAs. Like, if you're in AP classes and you have a 3.999,
right.
If you're in regular classes and you got 3.999, then there's a valedictorian and, bitch, you the salutatorian because you are not underneath it.
What's
But this is Mississippi.
But see, this is Mississippi, y'all. And for those of y'all that might be concerned, because I had a moment, I was like, I understand the crazy because I remember all the, like, valedictorian nonsense and whatever in high school.
Oh, because you was far away from that. Oh, you was one of them?
I was far removed.
I wasn't completely removed because, like, the people that I think the girl that ended up our valedictorian had like a 4.333, but I was all AP classes and I was still technically top 2%, but I wasn't like
top 2%.
I wasn't whatever.
Courtney Stewart, top
2%. It's fine.
No,
I mean, that's high school.
I won AP class. I was so excited.
I was happy with my B's.
All I had, hey, I was just trying to save money. My ass took every AP I could. I was a sophomore and a half by the time I got to college.
You took every you could.
Every AP that was available, I took it. I was in AP history. I was in AP English. I was in AP French. I literally, credits wise.
AP Spanish is the only one I can't speak a lick of it.
I did it all.
It's the only one I was actually.
It's America, baby. Anyway, so Jasmine's mama decided, the reason that this kind of comes off real shady, because, like, we can all sit here and be like, oh my God, it's like valedictorian, it's Lutheran. Like, no. It's a big deal, it's money. But for those of y'all that don't know, what makes this case. It said in the article on the Washington Post, and when I read this, I was like, oh my goodness. I was like, what? Okay, I'm a Southern girl, y'all. I'm from Georgia. Born and raised, for the most part. Mississippi, in our brains, is a whole nother land.
But I promise you, I might find a man there.
Like, Mississippi? You will. I mean, you might, honey. They,
when I tell you, every man that I've met
sexy
from Mississippi.
And good. I want me a country boy, too. I'm working on it.
Yo, what's up? M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. I'd be like, yes.
That's pretty good, Jesse, actually.
Oh, I know.
Get you doing that. It's real cute.
I know how to man from Mississippi.
I see you.
In terms of the article and not Jesse's love life.
Sorry, y'all.
What we talking about is, what had happened was, the case is really interesting, though, because a federal judge... In the year of 2016, y'all.
This is gonna be crazy.
Put that in your brain.
Okay.
That was last year, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay. This is made more interesting because the fact that a federal judge had to make an official ruling to desegregate the Cleveland School District in 2016, 62 years after Brown versus Board of Education, which made it illegal to have segregated schools in the South.
1776, the 4th of July.
Why you dropped the mic?
I was
4th
like,
of July.
Yes, but once again, here, like I said, my family, part of them is from Mississippi. Mississippi is a whole
it's
other
a whole
No,
other
it's
land.
Not.
They're,
it
yes,
isn't.
It is.
No, look, it is. I understand.
Yes, it is.
Shouldn't,
racial-wise,
it shouldn't
it is a
be.
Whole
but then
other
stop
different.
Saying it.
It shouldn't be.
Have you been to Mississippi?
We're not,
sure haven't yet.
We're not allowing it. They exist
but
as power to do it.
As a country... We're trying to make changes about stupid shit. That's something, I'm sorry. Like, it blows my mind that whenever I hear, oh, it's Texas, that's a different thing. It's this, that's a different, no, it's not.
Well,
this is the, and I'm not talking to y'all. I'm talking to y'all.
I know what you're saying.
And I know y'all ain't even watching us right now. And that's the hardest part
but
about
you,
this conversation.
But you also have to remember, it's really funny because this is a great lesson in American history in general. This whole idea that we were founded on this idea that the power belonged to the states.
Right.
And that federal government only grew in its power, really, really grew in its power during the Great Depression.
You know,
and
I'm sorry, this is a total side note. You know a lot of shit about politics.
I know
we do entertainment, but you need to be doing more like political
passionate
stuff.
About American history.
Somebody. If Courtney like fully develops,
but it's really interesting her perspective on things.
If Courtney was to ever go on Fox News, she would murder somebody.
But I would love her. She would be entertaining.
I know
because I'm
would,
that's
right?
her. Stacey
if
Dash can.
No. But see, that's the problem. That's the problem with me and Stacey Dash. We're not the same person
ever.
That's what I'm saying.
Although shout out to Stacey Dash for the movie.
You're amazing.
Amazing.
And
you're
hot.
And you are beautiful.
Hot. She's not
but
amazing.
Here's the thing.
Hot.
No, she's amazingly hot. But on the
fail.
No, what I'm saying is that I'm not saying Stacey. I'm just saying they're different beings. But Courtney could kill it. She could kill it on that.
She could.
I
and
could,
someone.
But I would also kill myself in doing it.
Okay,
and I recognize
so, sorry.
That
I took
because
this off
I
that's why this is the platform in which she can vocalize herself.
Because I really can't listen to people and like be nice.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, but your role would not be to be nice. That's the thing.
No. But imagine
wrong,
her across from a 76-year-old white man.
It's still network television, so you have to be in a mold. Even our Ebony K told us that. Like,
she,
there's something. There's a game that you have to play.
Ebony K Williams.
And I don't know if I was born, but she's awesome. Her new show,
oh,
the,
it's amazing.
I can't remember what it's called, but like they're like restructuring their programming
she's
on Fox
doing her thing.
News.
And she's got a show?
No,
yeah,
she's
she has
like
her
on
new,
the
she's,
panel.
She's got a new
it's
panel,
four,
new show.
It's four
yeah.
of them
shout
on the panel.
Shout out to Ebony K. Williams, former Black Hollywood Live.
We love you. We
she
appreciate
did,
you.
And if I was straight, yeah. She would have been my baby mama.
He's out of control.
But she would have been. She said that.
Oh, okay. But every female that is black says that.
Right.
That
but you know, apparently that's only because I'm on this
no,
network.
No, it's black
she used
and
to be
brown.
Our,
black and brown.
She used
I
to be on our
Justice
of Serve show. So if you check out like episodes like 2014, she's on.
Yeah, Kev, Ebony's awesome.
They're all watching us right now. Like, what's happening?
What are y'all talking about?
I know.
Anyway.
You know what? This is our new attitude today. So we're trying
new
stuff.
But we're going to roll back to Mississippi just for a minute. And it is quite mind-blowing. That it actually isn't quite mind-blowing, which is funny because I always say this, like we talked about this before. I can remember when there was literally a program in the 90s to integrate the school systems in Georgia, the magnet schools, because I was a part of it. It was called the M2M program, minority to majority. So segregation.
Wait, but what did the video consist of? Like, hi, white kids, we're going to introduce
you.
No.
What happened, if I remember correctly, of course, I was a child, so I don't necessarily remember all the details, but I do recall, like, once you realize, like, oh, they're smart kids on the middle class side of black, because when I was in Georgia in the 90s, like, it was very black and very white. Now it's, like, much more diverse.
Much more, yeah.
And I'm speaking of Atlanta, not all of Georgia, because right. All of Georgia is a whole nother situation. But they're literally, my parents were trying to get me in a magnet program, and the only magnet program that was available was Kittredge Magnet Program, which was on the white side of town. And it, at the same time, like maybe 6 months later, they were going to build a magnet school for the black side of town. But they wanted to blend the school systems and like everybody, because everybody couldn't go to Kittredge. So they were like, okay, we're going to bus white kids to the black side of middle class town. And that was the sort of M2M program to figure out how to marry the two sides
yeah.
of town.
I would love to
yeah.
know how those parents
it was literally yeah. was the north side and the south side of town. And that happened in the mid-90s, whatever. So it's not, I mean, even though we sit here like, it's 62 years past Brown versus Board of Education. I was in a major metropolitan area. Atlanta by the 90s was considered a major metropolitan city. Yeah. And the fact that they were doing that in my own childhood, I'm not shocked that in Mississippi they're still trying to do this, but
once
it
again,
is
my family lives in Mississippi, and there it is not caught up to the rest of the world. No diss,
yeah.
But it hasn't. There are certain cities, Jackson.
There's places,
sure, Jackson.
Yeah.
You know,
you got any cute cousins in Mississippi?
Got some attractive cousins you might like, Jackson, and but like Greenville, My family's from Greenville.
I don't even know.
Greenville
where that
is basically it's a town.
Isn't
much.
That Greenville?
Greenville,
oh, that's North Carolina.
And they're not. I mean.
They're not
forward with a lot of thinking with certain things, and they're catching up, but it's.
But they
have like
system.
One target in their city.
I just wish on a national level our school system could really upgrade itself to where every child in fucking I'm on several.
I know you on it. It's so funny that you say that though, because literally we have a person who is heading the Department of Education who does not really believe in public education as we are speaking about.
I know, and it's frustrating.
Sorry, Betsy, bitch.
Because the bitch is going to colleges of color speaking about this. And it blows my mind that the fact that we're even sitting at a table, and I do remove myself from a lot of this shit, so I'm sorry, but you know what? I'm gonna say my fucking opinion is real because it comes from a fucking place of the outside looking the fuck in, because I will not be a part of this. Ladies
listen,
and gentlemen.
If we had a bleep machine, I'd bleep them. But
and
we can't bleep them today.
You can't.
We
you
can't bleep Jesse
Janity. What the fuck
we
I say.
Bleep
so
Jesse
what
Janity.
I'm fucking saying is that at the end of the fucking day, I just think, like, really, our country, you can sit here and be mad about the 4th of July, be mad about all of this, but as a fucking country, everyone should be learning the same shit. It makes no sense. It makes no sense to separate that.
That sounds great on paper.
You're a socialist.
Yeah, that sounds that sounds unbelievable on paper.
You guys,
unfortunately,
I understand.
That's not real
everything
life.
Sounds great on paper. The Declaration of Independence apparently sounded great on fucking paper. What did we talk about last week on Stone that got broke by Moses? That sounded great too. But I'm just saying,
the Ten Commandments, baby boy.
Well, I can't remember because
they. I was like the stone.
I can't remember because America keep throwing 14-year-old pussy in my face.
Wait, what are you talking about?
I'm just saying.
All right.
Okay. Sorry. All
right. So we're going to close out my stories this week.
Yes.
Jesse's real aggressive.
Real aggressive. Right
now.
I can't even
now
moderate.
They call me, I'm the aggressive white
You're
man.
You're aggressive Greek white man. With flavor.
All right. Okay. So going along with sort of the similar sentiment. So Alabama's in the news this week, guys. Because basically there is a suit that has been filed by 10 plaintiffs about voting rights. And basically what had happened was, in Alabama, if you were a person convicted of a crime of moral turpitude...
What's that mean?
I mean, does anybody really know what it means?
They don't.
Because Alabama didn't know. Basically they said, you've been restricted from voting since 1901, because that's when this rule was established. Like, if you were convicted of a crime of moral turpitude, you were not allowed...
Moral turpitude.
Moral turpitude. You were not allowed to vote since 1901. But the problem is that Alabama never really explicitly defined what constituted an offense of moral turpitude. Although the law was limited to felonies in the 1990s, the ambiguity gave local election officials broad discretion to deny people the right to vote. So basically, local people could be like, you got convicted of check fraud. Nah, you morally wrong. I'm not going to let you vote. Okay. So recently, in May, the state passed a law clarifying which felonies actually constituted moral turpitude, and they would block that, and what actually would block people from voting. But the issue is, the suit has come about because people are saying, like, okay, that's cool and all that y'all done finally figured out what the hell moral turpitude actually means in terms of what the crimes you are convicted of is. But now there's like a whole slew of people that you need to let know and educate, like, yo, you actually can vote and you should vote because you are not denied the vote anymore. So they're sure that change will come, but the suit is sort of coming because they want federally them to be forced to actually Wait, where's the details? It says they want to automatically reinstate and notify voters who were disqualified to vote in the last 2 years but are now eligible. And the suit also requests that the state produce a comprehensive list of every individual who has been blocked from voting because of a conviction over the last 2 years and implement a public education plan targeted at people with those convictions to let them know, like, you can vote now, you're not, whatever. Because otherwise, like, you've disenfranchised thousands of people based on their statistics, and you don't really have a reason to be doing that anymore.
Where's the... We need a guest from the right wing every week.
I know. I agree.
Every week. Let's need to sit right in that corner and be like, right wing, what you think?
That's true.
What you think?
I mean, it makes sense. I mean, if legally...
It makes sense.
You have not... Like, you literally have not determined in over 100
That's
years.
That's crazy.
It's not crazy. It was purposeful. Don't pretend like it wasn't purposeful. Like, you... It is very clearly...
No, but another, it's still crazy.
What do you mean by that? No, keep
going. I mean, I get why I just mean it's purposeful. Like, and I say it's not crazy because when you purposely and consciously attempt to manipulate the system in favor of the other side, that's not crazy. That was calculated.
Okay, yeah, no, but in the world of
it's
moral,
wrong.
But that's that. That's the only place
it's
I speak
wrong,
from, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to understand of where moral comes from. That's fucking wrong. That's what we're talking about.
It's wrong. But
that's what we're talking about,
like,
when the slaves were freed, but we didn't want to tell them for 2 years.
I don't want to, I just don't, because crazy connotes that there's some sort of, like, confusion and mix up and, like, messiness.
Is
there
that
was
what
no
we say
messiness.
With Because that's
like,
crazy.
Yeah, I'm like,
and
okay,
I think that's now I'm starting
that.
To feel
that's
like that's
the
calculated
crazy and dysfunction.
Crazy.
Well, I actually think it is calculated, and clearly he knew what he was doing, and I've said that from the beginning.
Actually,
he's
I don't
not,
think he knows what he's doing.
I don't
think
it's
the people.
Oh, he knows. What he's
I
doing.
Think he knows clearly
he
what
knows
he's doing.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
I know what he's. I think he knows what he's doing. But regardless, in terms of the vote and all of that, I think it was clearly because it obviously in any other sort of justice situation in this country disproportionately affects brown and black people. And I don't think it was an accident that it wasn't clearly defined. What that literally they have a woman in the suit of the 10 plaintiffs that wrote bad checks 20 years ago. And she's disenfranchised.
That's why I would love to hear an excuse for that. I would love it. It's just like it feeds my soul when the other side has an excuse for stupidity.
I mean, the excuse to them is like, well,
she
you
was bad.
Up
she
to your citizen, like whatever.
But then when you look in their closet, just because you didn't get caught for it, for a stupidity, for something stupid, because y'all motherfuckers in your closets over here, oh, little. Was it little houses, little houses?
He is cracking me
got
up
today. Got a ticky-tacky.
Well, nonetheless,
I have
the
no.
10 plaintiffs, good luck. We
good
hope
luck.
That, we that I do think federally, like, they should be forced to actually educate and let these people know they can vote
absolutely.
Again.
Absolutely.
And all we can do is wait it out, because we believe in states' rights, guys, and these things are determined based on state by state.
And
so.
These are real stories, and hopefully you care.
All right. So, because we're running out of time, because we've been going on and on and on today. Today is our, like I said, we got a new attitude.
Steven is our engineer. He's trying to act like he need to go home.
We need a new attitude, like music themes. Oh, I guess we could just use Patti LaBelle, but we need like a, you know, that's our part of our new thing, new attitude.
Need some you know
rebels.
Really need. Rebels. Rebels up in here with the orange shirt. Rebels. All right, we're going to move on to our EUR Web Story Spotlight of the Week.
Next week might be a different tone. EUR Web Story.
Spotlight of the week. Well, as we're talking about rebels, this guy technically was a rebel, and his rebel-ism has made him now a supermodel. Jeremy Meeks, who was known as the sexy felon from 2014, from his mugshot that went viral and went into a crazy sensation. Well, he has changed his life up real quick because the father of two and married Jeremy was recently chilling in Turkey with one of the major socialites and billionaire's daughter for Top Shop, the store Top Shop, Chloe Green. She's a British socialite, and he was chilling out with her and his manager on a yacht and a couple pictures were taken, and apparently, you know, there was kind of conversations and hateration from people who were looking at the pictures, because Jeremy is a married man.
You're married, and you have two kids.
He's a married man with two kids and chilling out with Miss Chloe, and she captioned this.
It's Miss Chloe and this man that's gripping him.
That's his manager. That's his manager if you're looking at the picture.
He really wants people to know.
He wants people to know that he is his manager. But Chloe captioned this. She said, shout out to all those sending both love and hate. And when she sent that out, things went a little crazy because people were like, oh, is she confirming that there's a romance between the two? Oh,
he's modeling for Top Shot people.
How do we talk about voting rights?
Well, I mean, you know, listen. Apparently, you know, he is married, like we've been saying, but his wife, Melissa, has not made an official statement, but I don't think that she was, from what I understand, she wasn't too keen on the pictures that were taken with him and Chloe.
Because she wanted the coin.
Meeks has not confirmed that there is a relationship, but from the looks of the pictures, either he's going to have a major campaign or he's going to have a new boo.
Honey, this looked like a Neapolitan ice cream sandwich right here. Like,
I mean, I want to be like, yes, brother. Like, you, at least you ain't going back to jail.
I mean, he's on the come up. He's doing major
campaigns. He did a runway show.
And he's
just
a very
recently.
Striking man.
Like,
I mean, he has
beautiful.
A very interesting look.
He's very beautiful.
There are so many beautiful people in this world.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
But
what
he
I
needs
love,
to work.
Actually,
he got kids.
Here's what I love about his story, that this is why social media is a beast. The fact that he was a felon, and the fact that what made him kind of give him an edge is the fact that his picture went out there. People saw it. They thought he was hot. This was 2 years ago, 3 years ago, really. And that's now changed his life. Like, now he's running the hottest runways as a supermodel. And that's
doing Fashion Week.
I'm not mad at that. Like,
no,
you know,
I appreciate
that's a come up
it. I don't
right
know
there.
What he went to jail for. I don't remember.
It was
but
he had guns.
But as long as he's changed as a person, like, I don't, my thing is that it's like reward people that have changed.
He has semi-automatic
guns. Maybe he has.
Guns.
I'm not saying that he has. That's crazy. That's insane. Like, you have to be a type of person to be carrying semi-automatic weapons.
Well, you know, there's hunters and stuff that be having
them. I don't think he was using
semi-automatic.
That's the whole.
He was hunting something else. He wasn't hunting the same hunting.
I mean,
of the hunt.
He just had a gun, guys.
Yeah, get you some money.
We're a gun country.
Listen, work
give it
your
to
looks,
your
brother.
Kids. That's all
I ain't
kids.
Mad at you. Hang out
as
with
Chloe.
As
long as you're paying for your kids.
As long as you're paying for your... And what he did, well, the fun, well ironically, he actually, he came back. There's pictures of him coming back to America. And he took pictures with his two sons. You can go on Instagram and check them out. It's him and his sons. He did a little caption, you know, to address some of the rumors that are going on. Like I said, his wife has not really made a statement quite yet. I'm sure there will be one coming. But, you know, maybe he was just giving the...
Do what you gotta do, brother.
The person
just
who is giving him his check...
Please do right by your kids.
A little love, you know? I mean, innocent love. Maybe it's innocent love. But good. Shout out to Jeremy.
Do right by your
you're
kids
doing
and
your thing,
wife.
Brother. Bro. You've changed your life.
Black
I ain't mad
China,
at you, brother.
Listen to that.
I am mad at the brother.
Ooh,
he changed his life.
How you gonna
all right. Right. Last story of the day. Someone else who is killing the game, Mr. Jay-Z. Once again... Kudos and claps to you,
it's
brother.
It's gone platinum.
It's gone platinum.
In
so Jay-Z released
444.
If you've been on the rock, you ain't heard about this. I don't know where you at, but he released it. And in 5 days, it sold 1 million copies. It's gone platinum. It's his 13th studio album. He has been praised for this album and also very criticized for this album. And the reason he's been criticized is for one example is one particular song, which is called The Story of OJ. And Jay expresses how he believes the route for Jewish American success, which I don't want to say too much yet. I'm gonna play the lyric. We have that, Steve, right? We're going to play the lyric and you guys let us know what you think. But he's getting a lot of slack for this, especially from Jewish Americans. Here we go.
You wanna know what's more important than throwing away money at a strip club? Credit. You ever wonder why Jewish people own all the property in America? That's how they did it. Financial freedom, my only hope. Fuck living rich and dying broke. I bought some artwork for $1 million. 2 years later, that shit worth $2 million. 2 years later, that shit worth $8 million. I can't wait to get this shit to my children. Y'all think it's bougie. I'm like, it's fine, but I'm trying to give you $1 million worth of game for $9.99. I turn a 2 to a 4, 4 to a 8.
So that was a little clip of the song, which I'll reiterate the words. You want to know what's more important than throwing away money at a strip club? Credit. You ever wonder why Jewish people own all the property in America? This is how they do it. So that line in particular is what's getting a lot of slack right now because Jewish Americans are in an uproar saying, you know, it's racist and why is he saying that?
They don't like
that?
The word Jew.
But he's, I mean,
he said Jew.
But
Jewish people. He said Jewish people. But yeah. Jew is what is being taken out of this. When I read the articles, Jew is like what's being pulled out of it.
I mean,
if you actually listen to the lyrics,
he's given a compliment.
Yeah.
He's actually
like trying to empower
black people,
to aspire to do exactly what the Jewish community
yeah
was able to do.
Yeah.
In very negative circumstances.
Yes.
So I don't get it.
I don't take it as a negative. I take it as a very positive. So
yeah,
clearly you guys,
I'm like, I'm trying to be for real.
Listen,
I
listen
Jewish
to lyrics.
I know. I'm like, right. I'm trying to be like y'all.
I'm trying
too
to be like, listen.
Financially, in terms of like what you are have been able to do culturally and with your families and your legacy, like I think they've done a brilliant job.
A brilliant job.
Jay-Z, you did this. You did the whole album.
You did this.
You went from Samsung to Sprint to bam.
You got me to download Tidal.
Me too.
No, I didn't.
Because I'm on Sprint.
Well, actually, Prince did.
I got it.
Well, I'm on Sprint, so like I got 6 months free to like get Tidal to get the album. I was like, what? Okay.
Do you have Apple Music on your phone too?
No.
I would be so interested to know someone who has both. And then for six months is a good
6 months
trial
is a
you can
great
compare
trial.
To very well.
I would love
but,
you to try
but,
both.
But it's a great marketing trial because 6 months, you ain't going to remember that you signed up for a 6 month trial and
Jesse
be like,
Janet,
I mean, I would because I put it in my calendar.
I remove
to
my
remember
stuff
turn it off.
All the
but
time.
In general, most people for $9.99, you're not going to like recollect, like, oh shit, I need to cancel my
and
title.
It's long enough for you to get connected to
you're
it.
Connected. You think it's a part of you, like that was to me marketing, like whoever pulled that off, like that was brilliant.
That was brilliant
because 30 days you quit to be like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah,
I'm
well,
not paying
well,
for this.
They're making us rap, but let us know what you guys think. Were you offended by this? Do you think that Jay-Z was wrong for the lyrics, or do you think that people making a big deal about
are y'all
it?
Listening to
are
Jay-Z?
Y'all listening to Jay-Z?
Was
I know
it
you,
not?
Because
well, a lot of people
are.
Weren't that interested like in what he had to say. 50 Cent has some interesting things to say about it, too.
Which I think is the millennial view on it, which you guys can check out over
but
at Black
Cent
Hollywood Live. The beat.
Years old. Why is he trying to pretend like he's
because
got a
he be hanging
view
out with boys like Soulja Boy. But that's a whole nother conversation that we'd be talking about over at Reality Check. But check out the Black Hollywood Live's beat because we talked about this all yesterday and we talked about that aspect of
for
it
sure
with 50 Cent.
Well, Steve, can we go out with a little more Jay-Z and then we're gonna, you know, we're gonna go out with Jay-Z as we
can we go out with Bam?
I'm gonna
with who?
Oh wait, it's on.
It's
all
right.
So
yeah,
can
it's
we like
yeah
not do that? Okay.
So Courtney, where can fans find you?
You can find me everywhere on the Twitters and the Instagrammers at Stuart Starlet.
Jesse
Boom
Janity.
Everywhere at DJ Jesse J.
You can find me at Daryl Kristen on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and hanging out with these two all the time.
Hey,
yep.
Hey.
We're about to go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
And
he
get
don't
some
know
wings.
It.
He don't know it yet.
I don't know it
coming
yet. I'm going to the gym. But
no,
we love 444. Go
love
buy it. Download shirt it. Do all that fun stuff. Jay-Z, shout out to you because you still got it, brother.
Yes, you do. 40.
Killing it. Peace
almost
out.
50. Killing
almost
it.
50. He ain't 40. He's guy over the neighborhood that your mama renting.
Take your from executives money, Kevin Undergaro, Daryl Kristen, Tiana Hobson, it and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga, rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, field nigga.